We should try to take all these things and try to exercise and try to take all his upadesh teaching, and how he made his life, how he practiced. We should try to
go. Before Raghunath Das Goswami had left home, he was practicing.
From beginning.
When he was a very, very young boy, he was growing up in the home of his...
From his birth.
From his birth.
Raghunath Das Goswami was born on this day, 29 years ago, and he grew up in the household of his father and mother and uncle. They were very, they were...
What was the name of his father?
Raj Mahajumdar.
Mm.
And his mother's name was...
Unknown. Yes.
Okay. I got that one right then. So as he grew up, he was naturally and spontaneously attracted to serving Radha and Krishna.
How he was engaged?
His family guru was Yadunandan Acharya, and at a very young age he was able to, by the mercy of Radha and Krishna, get the association of Srila Haridas Thakur. So Srila Haridas Thakur would come, and on the pretext of teaching Raghunath Das,
his father and
uncle
Bo were Vaishnava Praya. What is the meaning of Vaishnava Praya?
Almost Vaishnava.
No. No. You were not here, so you are not qualified to tell anything. You should try to learn all these things. What?
Vaishnava
Praya. There are two words, Vaishnava Praya and Vaishnava Vishay Praya. Vishay Pramana, like Vishay, and Vaishnava Pramana, like Vaishnava. Like Vaishnava, but not Vaishnava. Vishay Praya,
like enjoying,
but not Vaishnava. So his father and mother were like, and uncles, and whole family was like Vaishnava Praya, worshipping Krishna, Radha, but like a small, not so. They have no priority of bhakti in their actions. They used to worship, by worship they wanted money and fame and all these things. So they are good. So even there was some impression of this. Boy. And their family guru was Yadunandan Acharya, who was in the line of Advaita Acharya, perhaps his disciple. And he was a very famous and pure person. So when he used to come to this house, he used to love so much to Krishna. Hari bol, like this. And getting some remnants of Krishna, Tulasi, and telling so many Harikatha from boyhood. And thus from boyhood, Raghunath Das began. But we should know that he was associate of Krishna himself. And that is why he was playing all these roles. But for general persons, these are things by which impression of bhakti may come. So from beginning, He has the association of Yadunandana Acharya. After that, when he became of five Yadunandana Acharya, he gave him Harinam. And he was initiated. And from then, he used to chant Harinam and doing devotion to Krishna. And in the meantime, Haridas Thakur came there and he used to be with this family, sometimes coming. And he also used to love so much affection to Raghunath Das because he was so lovely and always chanting, remembering him. So, when he used to come, he used to be with Raghunath Das. Then so many Harikathas of Mahaprabhu and all others, Radha Krishna. And thus in Payur he became very good Vaishnava. Then what became?
Then by his association with Haridas Thakur, he began to develop an internal desire to serve Radha Krishna on a deeper level. And his mother was observing these things, and it manifests itself externally by Raghunath Das Goswami started experiencing a detachment from external things, from his household, from his things. And he began to sleep outside of his room. He didn't sleep in his bedroom. He sleep on the veranda up in the front. And so his mother became very, very seriously worried that he was beginning to act like Haridas Thakur. So she told her husband, she said that I no longer want our son to study with Haridas Thakur. And if he continually, and the husband didn't see a problem with it. He and Haridas Thakur were friends. And but the wife then told Govardhan that if you continually allow our son to associate with Haridas Thakur, then I'll kill myself. So
where it is written that we are telling? Any proof of this? His mother he told to Govardhan that by the association he will be spoiled. Anywhere this writing have you read?
I remember from last year when we did the play, that's what I thought.
No,
wasn't it?
Your play is out of what?
Siddhant.
Everywhere I have seen. You make some alterations and something wrong. What to do?
Have someone else speak.
Go on. Yes. But don't neglect all classes or kirtan. I don't mind.
So by hearing the Harikatha of Yadunandana Acharya, hearing the Harikatha of Haridas Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami became attracted to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and had a great desire to go and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And many times
he
read...
Try to read in authentic books. And that you should remember in your heart. And then actually you can speak or tell or remember. Otherwise, or if you are hearing from any authentic person, you should remember. Otherwise it will be wrong. Don't play anything wrong which is not in Shastra. Play according to Siddhant and what is in books. Thank you.
Sri Raghunatha Sripani, he had a great desire to see the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
You should sit easily, not standing. You sit down. How you are sitting? So high? So you should be a side. You should be any side. That you should not cover anyone's. Go on.
Sri Raghunatha Swami developed a great greed to go and to serve the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For that time was living in Jagannath Puri Dham, Sri Khetra Dham. And many times he tried to run away from his house, but his father was a very wealthy man and he had many guards, many servants. So every time Sri Raghunatha Swami would run away, he would be caught in the jungle, caught on the highway, and they would bring him back to the house. So Sri Raghunatha Swami's mother became so exasperated by his behavior. She suggested to his father that we should chain him, that with an iron chain we should bind him in his room, and this way he won't be able to run away. Sri Gauran Madhumeda said, he said, he already has so many chains. He said that we are opulent like Indra. At that time his family was so wealthy they would earn millions and millions of gold coins. He had such large estates. His wife was beautiful like an apsara. He had very much education, beauty, everything that, every material qualification, every material sort of facility Raghunath Das Goswami had. He said, and if these chains cannot bind him, he said, then what will an iron chain do? These things won't bind him. So Raghunath Das Goswami, then he heard that Nityananda Prabhu was at Ram Kelly.
Why you are asking me?
So Sri Nityananda Prabhu was coming very close. And just near Chandipur, that Sri Nityananda Prabhu was coming there, Panihati. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was coming with Panihati with all of his associates. That time Raghunath Das Goswami went to his father and begged, "Oh my dear father, please I want to go and see the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu."
You have left. What he has left?
The meeting of Raghunatha Goswami.
Go on.
And
who? You should sit. Tum kuch kar sakta hai? Hai?
Abhi.
Abhi nahi. Kaafi. Kaafi.
Jaldi.
Jaldi kar. Nah, you should sit. Try to know exactly. You have time to read and to hear. Systematically, one after another, not galloping. Thoroughly you should read. What you should read thoroughly and completely. Not zigzag here and there.
So, Srila Raghunath Das was staying at the house of his father in Addis Aptagram, Krishnapur, West Bengal. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas in the year 1510, he was brought back from Kathua by the spirit of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who had promised Sati Mata that he would bring Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he stayed for a little time at the house of Advaita Acharya in Shantipur. So when Raghunath Das came to know of this, then he begged from his father, "Oh father, please allow me to go and have darshan of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So his father gave permission, and along with some guards, Raghunath Das went to Shantipur and he met with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could see that Raghunath Das Goswami Raghunath Das at this stage, his heart was so disturbed. He was always hankering to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and causing his family so much disturbance by running away again and again. So at this stage in his spiritual life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
and he was praying that, O Mahaprabhu, I want to be with you always. And I think you are going to Puri. I want to go with you into. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. What told?
So then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das, oh my dear Raghunath, don't behave like a madman. But rather, for now, you should stay in your home, and outwardly, you should follow all your worldly duties and obligations. But internally, you should develop your nishtha in bhajan to Sri Radha Krishna Yuga. And in this way, not by behaving like a madman, we won't be able to cross over the ocean of material existence. But gradually, step by step, by internally developing his mood, developing his heart, naturally renunciation will come. And then when one's renunciation is mature, then at that stage one may leave all of these things.
When any devotee is not matured and he gives up his house, wife and wealth, and when he goes to do bhajan, it may be that he may return, or where he will be, again he can collect any other lady and so much wealth, always collecting so many good things. So this is not good. So when you should be matured in your grihastha jivan, then you should give up whole world, these things, and chant and remember, like Raghunath Das. So without maturing, we should not try to take this red cloth and give up wife and other things. So he is gone.
So when Raghunath Das returned to his home,
what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told again?
Like
you remember the lines?
Kame.
घरे फिरे जाओ
तो अरे पूरा ठीक है बोला
तो खाने लाल मत
बोला
घरे फिरे जाओ रघु ना हो बातुल कमे कमे पाए लो भवसिंधु बुल की भैया घरे जाओ ना हो
बातुल
तो Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, don't be like a monkey.
Have you told this meaning? Go on.
He told him.
What he told?
Told that.
What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Raghunath Das Krishna?
What Sripad Prabhupada said first was that one should not artificially leave home without internally developing a mood of serving Radha and Krishna and outwardly performing one's activities. And then
so what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction was to Raghunath Das.
Also, he told him not to become attached to his home and not to take opulence. Did he take it that time? No. Don't behave artificially like a madman because You should go back to your home.
What was that madness?
Trying to leave home and go to live with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes. Because it may be that after some time he will be disattached and he will return to again inward. So first be mature. Being in householder life, you should respect all outwardly. And you should show that like a madman, I am attached thoroughly in the householder thing, but really he is attached to Krishna, gradually going on, going on. Always from inner world, he should be attached and try to develop Krishna consciousness, and outwardly or respecting father, mother and others, doing householder job.
so then Raghunath Das, he returned to his home, and upon returning, then he behaved like a very orthodox materialist, and his mother and father were so happy, they thought that now the problem was over, because he was managing his father's estate, and he was affectionate to his family members and wife. But internally, he was always remembering lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. So, after some time, the news came that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had gone touring in South India and had gone to Vrindavan, had now returned to Jagannath Puri. And Raghunath Das, on hearing that Mahaprabhu would return to Jagannath Puri, his eagerness to be united with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu increased so much. And again, he began to run away from his home. But always he was caught and brought back. So the time came that Nityananda Prabhu, who was in Bengal...
At that time, her mother told to his father, that why you are not binding him in a rope or in a chain? Then his father told him.
So then the father, Raghunath Das Goswami, replied to his wife that how will a lifeless rope catch Raghunath Das Goswami? We have given a living rope in the form of a very beautiful wife who is like an angel of heaven.
And wealth.
And so much wealth, opulence like Indraday. If these things cannot capture him, then what will be the use of a rope? So the time came that Nityananda Prabhu was traveling here and there doing Sankirtan with his associates, and he came to the area known as Panihati
on the bank of Ganges.
Raghunath Das Goswami requested permission from his father to go there, and he said, if you do not let me go there, I will give up my life. So his father sent him in the company of some gods to go to meet with Nityananda Prabhu. So when Raghunath Das Goswami arrived at Panihati, Nityananda Prabhu was sitting like a moon surrounded by stars in the company of his associates on the bank of the Ganga. Raghunath Das Goswami approached, and from a very great distance he was offering his pranams. So when Nityananda Prabhu saw him, then he called him, hey Raghunath, come here, come here. But Raghunath Das would not come close. So Nityananda Prabhu quickly caught Raghunath Das, and by force he put his 2 feet on the head of Raghunath Das Goswami. So he told Raghunath, you are a thief, you are a thief, so surely I will have to punish you. So why was Raghunath Das Goswami a thief? Because he was making so many efforts to go to attain the wealth of the heart of Nityananda Prabhu, that is the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But those lotus feet, they belong to Nityananda Prabhu. So without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, he was going there to take the wealth of the heart of Nityananda Prabhu. So he called, you are a thief, I will have to punish you. So he decided, the punishment will be that you will have to serve all the Vaishnavas by providing them with a feast of condensed milk and chip rice and yogurt. Yogurt and chip rice festival. So then Raghunath Das Goswami, he told the gods, the servants, who are gods, to collect so many ingredients, and all the ingredients were bought, bananas and yogurt and milk and honey, camphor, and so many ingredients, and flat rice, chip rice. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he served prasadam to all of the devotees. So at that time, when he was serving prasadam, Nityananda Prabhu, he sat down in meditation, and in his meditation, he began to call Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So by the power of the love of Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he personally appeared there and began to dance in the kirtan. And Nityananda Prabhu also danced with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in great joy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking the flat rice, the chip rice, and personally feeding Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu was also feeding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So after some time, the kirtan went on with great ecstatic love, and then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he disappeared. So Nityananda Prabhu, he told to Raghunath Das Goswami that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he personally appeared here to bestow his mercy upon you. So now you can return to your home, and you should know that very soon the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be upon you. And therefore, quickly, you'll be freed from the bondage of your household life, and you will go to his shelter in Jagannath Puri. And there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will bestow his mercy upon you by giving you into the hands of his very intimate associate, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. So then, Nityananda Prabhu, he told all the Vaishnavas, all Vaishnavas, you all bestow your blessing on Raghunath Das Goswami. So, from this pastime, we can learn some very important teachings. What is that? That without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, no one can attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Nityananda Prabhu, he is the Akhanda Guru Tattva. So to attain the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means for us to take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Guru and attain the mercy of Sri Guru. And how did Raghunath Das Goswami get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu? By serving all the Vaishnavas. So by serving all the Vaishnavas, then the mercy of Guru will be there, and the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will follow along the path of the mercy of Sri Guru. So then, Raghunath Das returned to his home. Now he became so much anticipation was there in his heart to meet with Mahaprabhu that he would not even sleep inside the house, but he slept outside in a place for worshipping Durga. In every household there's Durga Mandap. So he was resting there at night and always thinking, when will I meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? When will such an opportunity come? So one evening, his Gurudev, Sri Yadunandan Acharya, he came there. And
not evening.
Morning.
In so morning. Oh.
Early morning,
when it was some darkness, about 4.
Uh-huh. So at about 4 in the morning, Yadunandana Acharya came there and spoke to Raghunath Das Goswami. O Raghunath, my pujari has given up the service of the deity and returned to his home. So I request you that if you can speak to him and persuade him to again take up the service. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he left with his Gurudev. He came out from the house, and even though the guards were there, the guards did not suspect anything, because they thought, oh, he is with his Gurudev, so there will not be any problem. But having gone outside from the house, Raghunath Das Goswami said, oh Gurudev, there is no need for you to come along. You can return to your home. I will go to the house of your pujari and persuade him to again take up the service of the deity and send him along to you. So Yadunandan Acharya agreed to this and returned to his home. So when Raghunath Das had persuaded the pujari to again resume the service of the deity, then he thought, now this is a golden opportunity, because everyone thinks that I am with my Gurudev, they don't suspect anything, so I will immediately take this golden opportunity to run away and join again with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So because many times in leaving on the road towards Jagannath Puri, he had been caught. He thought, I must not take the road. I'll have to go by a jungle path where I cannot be caught. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he began to run through jungles. Usually, the journey from Adisaptagram to Jagannath Puri would take 1 month. But Raghunath Das Goswami was running day and night so quickly that in only 12 days, he arrived in Jagannath Puri. He would run day and night. Every few days, he would lie down only for a few hours.
Sometimes something taking dry, moody, or anything, and sometimes nothing, Chardhi only taking water. In 12 days, he took only 4 days, day and night, no sleeping, nothing.
So, of those 12 days, on 4 days, he took some soft rice, sometimes a little milk, sometimes he would lie down briefly in any cow shed, like this, But otherwise he was just running, and he arrived there in Jagannath Puri. So when he arrived in Jagannath Puri, he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was sitting in the company of his associates. And when he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, "Oh Raghunath Das, Krishna is being so kind to you."
From a distance he saw that Raghunath is coming. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so happy and told, "What?"
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, "Raghunath Das, surely the mercy of Krishna is upon you, because you have come out from your household life, which is like a deep, dark pit, which is filled with stool. And your father, Govardhan Majumdar, and your uncle, Hiranya Majumdar, they are like the worms in that pit of stool. Actually, they are not Vaishnavas, they are Vaishnav pride. That means that outwardly, they follow the rules and regulations of Vaishnavism, and they serve the deity. They give charity to Brahmanas. But internally, this the